No, I mean, it was just the same as last week. I got a lot of work last week, and I think I'll continue to get a lot of work this week. And you know, the more reps you get, the better. The more comfortable you feel with the game plan and all that. So prepare just like any other week and you know, try to get as comfortable as I can with everything going into the game.
Spend any more time in here the last couple of days than you would have normally?
No, I mean, I think I consistently watch a lot of tape. They give us stuff to take home as well. So I've been staying like I've normally been.
I know you have to take it in stride, but your first start potentially Monday Night Football against the team
you grew up. Yeah, starting right now. We don't. I don't really know anything about that. I mean, if I could, that you know, if that happens, that'd be exciting. But right now, I think that's looking a little bit too far ahead right now. Coach McCarthy probably know more about that than anyone. I'm just taking it day by day here with practice and working to know the game plan better.
Expecting any jitters if that opportunity does come going into Soldier Field on Monday night?
I'm sure it'd be exciting. I'm sure it'd be, I'll be very excited if I do get that opportunity. But as of right now, like I said, just focused on the game plan right now. And you know, when that decision happens, it'll happen, and then we can talk about it. But
how about ticket requests? You know, the cell phone will be blown.
No, it hasn't been bad so far. It hasn't been bad at all. Like I said, my parents got tickets, and my brother's taking care of it. A box or something like that, so I'm good. Hasn't been bad at all.
Right, how'd you do on Sunday, and what do you think you need to improve on if you do get the chance to let that happen?
I thought I did all right on Sunday. Obviously, a lot of things to clean up. But I think just fundamentally get a little bit sounder. You know, anytime you'd be more technically and fundamentally sound in what you're doing, you know, your results will only improve. I think that the most thing I'm focusing on this week is, you know, seeing what the opponent's doing and kind of trying to work my technique off end, you know, how would I be able to defend that.
Is this kind of a challenging week to prepare, given that you have to do left tackle stuff, but I'm sure you also have to pay attention to your other potential backup responsibilities?
Yeah. I mean, I do the guards and worked a little right tackle today, and yeah. Yeah, it's what I've been doing the last couple of weeks, so I don't think it's anything too, you know, out there. I've been doing it all camp pretty much, and now into this. So,
Brian, what kind of challenges does Peppers present?
Well, he's a mighty good football player, so he's got lots of speed, lots of power. He presents lots of challenges, and then you know the other DN Anderson also presents a lot of challenges. So I mean, it's a good defensive line. They're playing really well right now. I think they're leading the NFL in rushing, you know, not giving up, I think, what, 58 rushing yards or something like that, two games. So they're a great defense. So there's a lot to prepare for just in the whole defensive line in general.
You seem pretty unflappable, Brian, but if you were to get the call Monday night national TV against a guy like Peppers, is that anything out of the ordinary for you or not?
Like I've been saying, I'm not really thinking about that right now. Just one day at a time with these practices, and when that decision gets made, then you know, talk about it. But right now, I don't really know what's going on with Chad right now. I think Coach McCarthy probably knows that a little bit better than I do. But if I were able to get the opportunity, yeah, it'd be exciting, and you know, I'll be ready to play. I mean, every week I prepare to get ready to play, and that's the way I go about doing things.
What did Sunday mean to you in terms of confidence, experience, getting more and more comfortable with you know, regular season speed?
It was great. I mean, it was good experience, good reps out there, and you know, anytime you can get a big win like that, I mean, it just makes everything a lot better. So I thought it was helpful. Saw some different things. Got to get some live game speed in. So it was very helpful.
I know you're getting asked a lot from us about what it would mean to start and what is it going to happen, is it not? But what about the family back in Illinois? Are phone lines burning up? They want to know?
I've been getting a lot of phone calls this week asking about it, and I'm telling them the same thing I'm telling you guys. I have no idea. You know, just day by day here. And you know,
ramped up the ticket request?
No. Okay. I mean, I think we only get like two anyway, so people are out of luck. If, you know, they got to find their own.
Are the Balaga family loyalty split on this one, or is everybody going?
No. I think the Balaga family's, you know, back in the Packers here. I don't think there's any split anywhere.
Still pretty cool to go home, Mom. Gotcha.
Yeah, I mean, it'll be exciting. I mean, it's kind of where I started my college career, was at Soldier Field. We opened up against NIU my freshman year there. So it'll be cool. You know, to go get back there. I mean, it's a great atmosphere. You know, it's a Monday night game, you know, divisional game. So the crowds are going to be amped up. It's going to be a great atmosphere.
How often did you go to games there growing up?
Never went to one there. Never went to one. Really, never went to an NFL game, period. No.
So your first NFL game was in Philadelphia?
Was in Philadelphia, yep. I told you guys I wasn't really a huge NFL fan or a Bears fan. I was just a football fan.
Thanks,
yep.
Thanks, what is it? I mean, you came here saying that. You, I mean, you hope to get your opportunity as soon as possible. It, what does it mean in terms of the coach's confidence in you that if they have a problem during a game against Buffalo, they say, "Hey, we think we have a viable option here, and now you may get your first card." Does that mean something that you've kind of earned that trust? I guess.
Yeah, that means a lot. You know, to get that. I mean, this is such an experienced football team with a lot of great players on, and be able to have, you know, a first being a first year guy and having the coaches, you know, have that trust in you means a lot. And you know, I think. I mean, I've been working hard, you know, in training camps and practices and trying to, you know, earn that respect and trust. So it shows that I've been doing some good things, and I'm just going to continue to do the right things and improve on that.
Do they simplify the terminology in terms of, like, I know college does a lot of dummy calls at the line. Do they simplify that, or
no.
You think they're comfortable with that?
Yeah. No, there's nothing simplified.
Yeah.
Do you have the same trust from the teammates, from your teammates?
You'd have to ask them. I feel pretty comfortable in there when I'm in there with Darren and during practice with anyone else. And I think, you know, I think on an offensive line, everyone has to trust each other and kind of have confidence where everyone's going to be. So I think so. Yeah, I think against Buffalo, I think we ran pretty smoothly. I think besides my false start, we went off pretty well. So, I think everyone's confident in each other, and that's what practice here is for. That's what getting these important reps in that practice is all about.
Brian, Chad's probably trying to get himself ready. How much is he helping you out, though, this week, just preparing?
Yeah. You know, when we're in there watching film, we'll sit there and talk about, you know, the defensive ends and the defense and the scheme and kind of just what he would do against that guy. And kind of we just talk back and forth about it. I mean, it's nothing too extensive. Obviously, you guys saw he wasn't out there. He's in here rehabbing, so I can't really talk to him out there. But when we're in the meetings and just sitting here, we talk about what we would do against certain guys and, you know, how he would handle it in the situation. You know, just kind of go back and forth on that.
Brian, like Mike McCarter basically said, he's got to see what the deal is with Chad this week health-wise. So there's a little maybe, maybe not for you, I guess. Do you approach this weekend that, hey, you know, I got to approach it like I'm starting, and then I can always adjust later? I mean, how do you approach this?
Yeah, I think that's exactly. I'm going to approach it like I'm going to be in there, and kind of just go from there. That's how I kind of approach it every week. Prepare like I'm going to be starting, and then if I get my opportunity, then I get my opportunity. I mean, Chad is the starting left tackle. I think everyone's made that clear here. I know that. I think everyone else knows that. But every week I prepare myself going in thinking, hey, I could get an opportunity. So.